going to ask you about what you remember of World War One, and I was thinking particularly of that flu epidemic, but also about the effect of World War One in Moscow.
Well, I was pretty small. You see, I would have been under 10. I remember I learned to knit because mother and all her friends were knitting, and I had learned to knit too, that is, I wanted to, and I belonged to the Junior Red Cross, and we used to go do things like cut up gauze for dressings or something like that. And the Red Cross was really quite organized locally, and there were a lot of women involved in it. And I can remember, excuse me. It really was quite active, and for instance, they used to have they used to work in the old post office upstairs. They had some quarters there. I don't remember very much about that, but I know my mother used to go one day a week, I think, and women would knit socks, and some women never could learn to turn the heels of socks or to finish off the toes. And so sometimes my mother would go there and spend the whole afternoon turning heels and finishing off toes, so that after you got the heel turned, then it was plain knitting again and was easier. My mother's cousin was John Llewellyn, and his mother-in-law was a white-haired old lady that I remember. Mrs. Flintoff Smith was her name, and she could knit a sock in one day, a whole sock, and finish it in one day. She was the best knitter in town.
And these socks went to the sick men?
No, they went to soldiers, anybody, servicemen, anybody that needed them. And the Red Cross got the yarn in and distributed it, and people knit up the socks or the sweaters or whatever, and then the Red Cross sent them on.
Well, what about the severity of this flu, as you've been told about it?
Well, it must have been a very virulent form, because a great many people were sick, and people died. People I knew of died. The superintendent of schools died. And there was what they called the SATC, was something at the university. It was student, some kind of training. Anyhow, it was it was sort of like ROTC, except that they had training here and then went right into service. And I have heard that when they lined up to get flu shots and so on, some of them would be attacked by flu just while they were waiting, would just fall there in line, just pass completely out, dropping like flies, was the way it was told here in town. And apparently they were just keeling over with it. And the M.R. Lewis house, which is now an apartment house on Adams and 6th and 7th and Adams, that was taken over as an auxiliary hospital And people used to go there. My dad went there and volunteered and helped nurse flu patients. And the town activities were closed up, the movies were closed, the schools were closed, no public meetings were permitted.
For very long?
I don't know. I suppose, 6 weeks or a couple of months would be the limit of it.
Were the servicemen at the university hit the strongest? I've heard associated with them, the flu, and particularly, and I'm wondering if whether it was hit as hard against the town itself as against these servicemen.
I don't know. I don't know, but I think the town was badly hit. I think that few families escaped having somebody sick, and there were a number of deaths. Now,
do you have any idea of what the course of it was? If somebody got the flu, was it a matter of weeks and weeks of sickness, or?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it went into pneumonia with the people that died, and that they died fairly. I don't think terribly long time. This aunt of mine that I've told you about that lived in Lewiston was living alone, and somebody notified my dad that she was sick and with the flu and needed help, and he went down there and stayed maybe 10 days or so, and was credited. Family tradition has that it saved her life because it had gone into uremic poisoning with her. And he just pitched right in and stayed with her day and night and took care of her and brought her through it. But everybody said she would have died if Father hadn't gone down there and looked after her, because the doctors were just so overworked, and all the medical facilities were so overtaxed that people did just die for lack of attention. And by the time Dad heard about it and got down there, she was just not able to do anything for herself. And I can remember when he came back, he brought her up here. And she was the weakest, most washed out thing. Even I could see that as young as I was. And she was, I suppose she stayed with us for probably two or three weeks, maybe a month or so before she got her strength back. It apparently was very debilitating, the people that, and of course they had no remedies for pneumonia at that time. And this was just something very, very
lengthy. What if people wore face masks when they were gauze masks when they were treating?
It seems to me I remember people wearing face masks. And that it was as I remember, it was a time of great gloom. That is, all the news was bad, and there was great head shaking, and everybody was upset about it. The town, it really brought things to a standstill in the town. There just weren't enough doctors to go around, and not enough that doctors could do for it.